This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Harum Helmi. Missouri ranks 8th in the nation for high school graduation rates. That's according to a new national report published by Education Week. The state graduated 80.7% of its high school students in 2010, marking the second year Missouri has been in the top 10. Education Commissioner Chris Nicastro says she credits the achievement to local schools' increased efforts to keep students in school.
We know that we still have lots of work to do. Of course, we want to get all of our kids graduating. And big challenge, of course, is to make sure that every one of those children who graduates is prepared to go on successfully to college and career.
Also, according to the report, the current nationwide high school graduation rate is at its highest level since 1973. Still, while the U.S. is producing fewer dropouts, the report projects that 1 million students in the class of 2013 will fail to graduate. The two-day Emerging Issues in Agricultural Lending Symposium at MU ended today. The event brought together a variety of agricultural lenders to discuss changes in agriculture and ways to adapt. MU professor Scott Brown spoke about recent hikes in beef prices. He says the recent drought, which caused cattle shortage, is one of the main causes for the price increases.
I would like to remind folks that it's not only the drought that we saw here in the Midwest in 2012, but the drought that we saw in places like Texas and Oklahoma in 2011 that have continued to cause cow inventories and cattle inventories to decline.
Brown says with this month's rain, the situation is improving, but it will take a few years to rebuild the herds. Flooding and concerns about water quality have prompted the closings of more public swimming beaches in Missouri. The Department of Natural Resources says tests show high levels of bacteria at the day-use beach at Harry S. Truman State Park and the Grand Glaze Beach at the Lake of the Ozarks. The beach at Mark Twain State Park is closed because of flooding and bacteria. The beaches at Thousand Hills State Park in Kirksville and Lake Wapapello in southeastern Missouri has been shut down by flooding. Water quality is tested at all swimming beaches at Missouri State Parks during the swimming season. Missouri lawmakers will continue working on several issues after last month's end of the 2013 regular session. House Speaker Tim Jones has announced the formation of an interim committee to examine the state's election laws. It's being chaired by fellow Republican Sue Entlicker, who formerly served as the clerk of Polk County.
We're looking for anything to keep the statutes up to date and not repeat anything. Then also we're going to comprise, hopefully, a plan to take care of any of the voting machines that need to be updated or need to be replaced.
Meanwhile, another House interim committee has been formed to examine ways to prevent chronic wasting disease from spreading to the state's elk and deer populations. The UM system is creating a new position to fill the spot of a retiring vice president. Mike Nichols is retiring from the vice president of research and development seat. He has worked at the system for 35 years. Spokesperson Liz McCoon says Nichols' seat will not be filled directly. Instead, a newly created position called VP of Academic Affairs will take over the responsibilities.
They're going to be the chief academic officer for the university. They will oversee research and economic development as well as strategic planning.
In a letter sent to employees last week, UM System President Tim Wolf said the position has not been filled yet, but that the search committee has narrowed its decision to a few finalists. The letter also says he hopes to announce who will get the new position in a few weeks. For KBIA News, I'm Harum Helmi.